Welcome, everybody. Share number 1405 in the writing is share number 557, 557, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we're going through the halachas of priority in brachas kedima, but brachas, and which is very important. We have to keep, it's a lot of complicated, practical applications which come up, and we all want to know how to apply them. So I just want to go through some interesting case which comes up, brought down in some of the various different sfarim. A case like this, in reference to the bracha of Shahakal, right? They have the bracha of Shahakal. Bringing some more examples of what we've been talking about. If one has in front of them, I have an egg, right? I'm going to be eating an egg and the egg is complete. It's a full egg. And I have some meat. I have some cut up meat. The meat is cut up into pieces, but I also have the egg and I'm going to be eating it together. The egg is together with the meat. Not mixed together, but it's on the same dish. Now I have to make a Shahakal on one of the items. So the question is, should I take a piece of the meat, or should I take the egg and make a shahakal? Now, the egg, we have to want to keep in mind the egg is complete, and we've learned in the past that the egg, you take a complete item. When the bracha, I want to make this clear, when the bracha is on the same level of shahakal, which we'll see a case in at the end of today's shir, when it's not, it's different, right? So it's on the same level, they're both shahakal, the meat is shahakal, and the egg is shahakal, so we want to take the complete item. And so we make the bracha, so one should make the bracha on the egg which is complete, and that will cover the meat also, because the meat is cut up into smaller pieces. Now, in the above case, that is true even if one desires the meat more. What do you mean? I like my meat more. Most people don't like the egg more than the meat, right? I like the meat more, and they desire the meat more than the egg due to the fact that the egg, but since the egg is complete over here and the meat is not, we don't look at what you like more. We look at which is complete, which is the egg, so we're going to make a shahakal on the egg, and that'll include the meat as long as the meat was in front of you, or we have in mind to continue eating the pieces of meat. Now, the same thing would apply to chicken. If somebody has pieces of cut-up chicken, right, the same thing. So when we say meat, we mean chicken or whatever the case might be. But the point is over here that it's cut up. It's smaller pieces. It's in pieces as opposed to the egg, which is complete. Now, flipping it the other way, if one has, for example, a plate of potatoes, I have some potatoes, and the potatoes might be broken, you know, whatever. Usually potatoes are cut up. It's not like I don't take a whole potato unless somebody's eating like a baked potato or whatever. But I have pieces of potato, right? So I have a plate of potatoes separately and have meat separately. And even if the meat might be a complete item, right? So even though the meat might be complete, let's say I have a full schnitzel, I have a piece of schnitzel, which we'll talk about hopefully down the road, a complete schnitzel that even though schnitzel is sliced meat, but it's complete. It's the way we're going to see that it's the way that the world looks at it. People look at a cutlet, right? A cutlet is a complete item. It's a breaded cutlet. It's a full thing. I didn't cut it up. So, and that's the way that we look at it. We'll talk about that, Bezrus Hashem, but that will be considered a full item, a full complete cutlet, right? So even though the meat might be complete, this cutlet, let's say, for example, this schnitzel is complete, right? Or a piece of chicken that's complete. So one would still have to make the bracha on the potatoes. What do you mean? The potatoes are cut up. So the potatoes are cut up. The meat is complete. So don't we make the bracha on the complete item? The answer is no. In this case, not, because of the fact that Hadoma comes first. When do we say we make a bracha on the complete item is only whereby you have it's all one bracha, like it's all shahakal, or it's all hadama, or it's all ha'etz. Then we're going to look at what's the complete item. But when the bracha is two different brachas, we have to take the bracha which is on the higher level. In this case, what's the higher level bracha? A hadama comes before a shahakal. So since the Hadama comes before the Shahakal, so that's the bottom line. We're going to make the first bracha of Hadama on the pieces of potato. And you don't have to eat all the potatoes. You eat one potato, you take even one bite of potato, and then you can go ahead and make the Shahakal on the meat or the chicken, whatever it is. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Now, the bracha of Adama comes before the bracha of Shahakal. This is due to the fact that it's more of a specific bracha. So again, therefore, even though the meat might be complete, a complete piece of meat or chicken, one would still make the bracha of Adama on the potato first and then the Shahakal on the meat. Now, if one has two different drinks, another interesting question which comes up, one has two different drinks in two different cups. I have, let's say, coffee. For example, I have one cup, I have coffee, and the other cup, I have soda. And they would like to drink them I'm drinking both at the same time, for whatever the reason might be. I have my coffee, I have my soda, right? Or it could go with anything. I have orange juice and soda or something like that. So then one should make the shahakal. So what do I make of the shahakal? I'm not making one bracha of shahakal on both drinks. I'm not going to make two shahakals. I'm going to drink them both at the same time. So I make one shahakal. But which drink should I make the shahakal on? So then one should make the shahakal on whichever drink that they like better. Now, if one is going to say, if one says they like both the coffee and the soda the same, I like the orange juice and the soda the same. I don't have any preference. They're both delicious to me, and I'm going to be drinking them at the same time. So what do we do now? So if one likes both, for example, the case of the coffee and the soda, I like both the coffee and the soda the same. One should first make the shahakal on the cup which is more full. Again, a case of shalom over here. It does have to be a full cup. So if the cup of coffee is three quarters full and a cup of soda is only halfway full, one should make the bracha on the cup of coffee. The same thing, orange juice and soda. If I have a cup of soda that's three quarters full and I have the orange juice, let's say, that's only halfway full, then I will make the bracha on the cup of the soda, whatever it was, the one that had that's more full, the cup that has three quarters of the drink in it, that's the bracha I make on that. I make the shahakal on that, and that'll cover the other cup which only has half a cup of the juice or liquid or whatever it is that I have. And so that's the way to work that. If you like them both the same. If you don't like them both the same, whichever one you like better. I like the orange juice better, you make the shahakal on the orange juice. I like the soda better, make it on that. But if somebody again says that I like them both the same, then you're going to choose whichever cup is fuller. You want to make the bracha on the utmost possible way, the best possible way, and that's the fuller cup. Again, the cup does not have to be complete. It's just the fuller cup. That's the one we make a shahakal on. Thank you for listening. Atzalach and bracha kol tuv.